listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Viger with you. At dawn on April 25, 1915, Anzac troops landed at Gallipoli, starting a legacy that would live long after them. The dawn service in Townsville is wrapping up this morning at the Anzac Park Cenotaph as many came together to honour those who have served. The Anzac Day Parade will gather at Strand Park at 8:30 this morning to start the procession at 9 a.m. along the Strand to finish at Anzac Memorial Park. The federal and state governments are investing $60 million in North Queensland's Strata Resilience Program, supporting disaster mitigation for strata title owners. With up to $150,000 in funding per property available, the program aims to help owners make their homes more cyclone resilient and lower insurance premiums. Meantime, Senator and Opposition Spokesperson for Resources, Susan McDonald, has slammed the announcement, saying the funding should be increased to the full amount that's paid in stamp duty on insurance policies. And should we be able to use deadly force on home invaders? The Katter's Australian Party thinks so, with member for Hinchinbrook Nick DiMeo weighing in on the debate after a 66-year-old man fatally stabbed an axe-wielding home invader on the Gold Coast earlier this month. Griffith Uni's Institute for Ethics and Law, Professor Charles Samford, says it would only lead to more violence.
Some of these laws effectively make the intruder one who has no right to life, and that in trespassing they have forfeited their right to life because the householder has a right to kill them. I think that's a fairly extreme view.